Hi, here is Ahmad Zidane from Finland at Poets in Exile. Let's dig deeper to come with the new ideas and thoughts. Poets in Exile is an attempt of showing you what it feels like to be displaced, exiled, the human feeling of it. What the exiled poets need in order to continue writing. What are the challenges that the poets face in midst of the current crisis, and how it reflects in his poetry or on his literature. Also, we tend to know whether if the language issues and how the language function in his poetry or in his literature, the language I mean the language of exile. More and more we're gonna know throughout the interview. Today our poet is from Iraq, lives in Finland, Akhlad Muzaffar. Let's say welcome Akhlad in Poets in Exile. And Poets in Exile, you are already in exile. How do you interpret that, and how do you identify homeland according to your view or according to your lens?
Thank you for having me here. First, I introduce myself. My name is Akhlad Al-Muzaffar, and I've been in Finland for 6 years now. And homeland for me is a place where I find home and find warmth, love, people around me. I don't find homeland. I can call Iraq is the place of birth, and it is a homeland if I am there, but I am, as long as I am in Finland, so Finland is my homeland now. And I don't feel like the exile, it is a word that people used to have to say it, that they use the nostalgia of course the people are longing for the place where they grow up in, and that is something normal to have the memories. But also we are creating a new memories here. And the people in the exile, as people called it, they need that to learn how to react or to deal with us as just normal people from their country. Then that will help us to not feel exiled or to not feel in that alienation here and to not feel different than them. And also we also need to learn or to adapt to new things. So the exile is increasing, and the feeling of being separated or to feeling displaced because of this thing. That
how long you have been living in Finland?
6 years.
And yeah. let's go back in time to your homeland, to your original, your
place of birth.
Place of birth, as you mentioned. Can you give us just a brief story of your beginnings in poetry, in writing in your homeland, and how did you start writing poetry there in Iraq?
Actually, in Iraq, I didn't write anything, and I wasn't involved in that poetry thing. My sister was a poet.
Mm-hmm.
Because my grandfather is a poet, my father is a poet, and my sister started to follow this. Then I saw my sister, she was so happy bringing the newspaper, because they were publishing her short poems in the newspapers. And she was saving them and writing, and she was reading. I was understanding something, because it was a bit difficult for me to understand what she was writing. And I was reading some of my grandfather poetry.
Does she write in Arabic or in English?
In Arabic.
In Arabic, yeah.
Yeah, and she was using the official Arabic, the
normal. The standard Arabic language,
standard,
you mean.
The standard language, yeah, not using the slang. Mm-hmm. And my father, I read some of his poetry because he is a professor in geography. So his poetry were a lot about some politics and some geographic things or something related with nature.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather, he was a religious man,
mm-hmm.
and he was in the south, in Basra, and then in Najaf. So he was famous there in this religious teachings and stuff. So his poetry were related more into religion. So everyone started to notice that my father never write anything about religion or relate the name of religious people in this poetry. And my sister also have so totally different thing than my father. And so everyone he's writing what he had, the way how he grow up, and what things that touching his heart, touching his things at that time. But I was involved with the sport, and then I had to leave in 2006.
What kind of sport you was involved in?
I was practicing for 10 years in Iraq, kickboxing and Thai boxing.
Mm-hmm.
So I can relate the poetry with that sport, mm-hmm. that I got one thing from it, that to dare to talk in front of people, and to have the courage and my personality changed a lot, not only physically but only also psychologically I changed because of the practicing this kind of sport. Then the first time I wrote it was in Egypt.
Mm-hmm. Have you been to Egypt?
4 years, 2006 until 2010.
What kind of poetry you was writing in Egypt? Just longing to your country or nostalgia or what?
Some people say that when they are happy, they have the motivation to write.
Mm-hmm.
The motivation for me that time is the same as I had it here in Finland when I start to write again here. Is the when I get heartbroken and I get a deep sadness, that is make me write. So writing was a therapy for me to help me to get through this situation I've been.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about your kind of poetry that you produce in exile and how we talk about that and have your poetry was exposed to any of experts in literature?
No, I just I focus on if I write a sentence, I see someone can correct it to me.
Mm-hmm.
But in Arabic, I didn't get any correction because it was just for me. I didn't show it to anyone. It was not a poetry. It was just a text showing, writing my feelings and a letter to my friend.
So let's stop here. The language that you write in, not Arabic, it's that you write in and...
I wrote it in Arabic first.
You wrote in Arabic.
I wrote it in Arabic.
Yeah, and let's talk about the Arabic writing. Your poetry, as you've said, they weren't exposed to experts or to...
No, it were just a diary for me, but I was writing it in a more poetic way.
What is your specialist? How do you find yourself as a special writer? What make you, Akhled Mutaffar, differ from other writer?
I think I was reading a lot that time, and mm-hmm. then I start to get inspired by a lot of things that were touching me. Before, and when I was doing a lot of sport, I was reading, but the things were not touching me. But when I get heartbroken, I was lost my friend, I got killed. Anything I was reading, then it made me feel I can write the same or get inspired by it. Then I start to write different things similar to the same style. Then I start to learn by myself at home, by I'm writing. Then by chatting with people writing me things, I start to advise them in a way based on what I was reading and learning. So that gave me more skills to write,
mm-hmm.
easy way. I start to have more courage to express myself.
As a poet, what is your attitude towards the current or ongoing sectarianism, religious in the country, in Iraq? How do you react to these tensions that going on in your country, in Iraq, I mean?
Through poetry.
Through poetry and through your own interpretation, through your own lens as a poet.
Yeah.
What's your attitude? How do you feel towards all that, what's happening, and the religious voice rise now in Iraq?
I'm totally against all that. The religious and the political things are going on in Iraq. It's all corrupted, the religious view and the religious people there are.
Do you against the core of the religion, or do you against the political religion?
The political religion and also that how religious people, all these people from both parties, how they use these teachings in a way that they want to defer the others and they want to them to
mm-hmm.
feel they are better than other parts,
mm-hmm.
and to use this simple people or the poor people to manipulate them through religion because they believe in it blindly, and that is a dangerous thing. That's why politics are so involved with religion, because this is their weapon and how they can cover their evil movement or evil things, how they can push people to go to war and they die for this country, but they are just sitting on their chairs doing nothing and just stealing and eating from the people money.
And do you think how it factions here in Finland, and do you think that there is any effect or any influential on the Muslims or the Iraqis live in Finland?
Now, when I start to meet some Iraqis here in Finland, they start to, they are so aware of what's going on, but they still saying that they are Muslims or they are religious.
But they fed obstruction.
But they are totally out from all this corruption and of this. They said we can learn from the religion only the nice things, the morals, how to love people, the good part, the positive
mm-hmm.
part of it, and they reject all the negative part of it.